Hello, Chenal Valley Church. Well, it looks like we're going to be doing this virtual church gathering for a while now. And doing church in a time of social distancing does not feel the same, but we are the church all the same. So I want to encourage you to keep doing the things you've already been doing. Keep calling each other, keep texting each other, keep checking on each other. We've already had a lot of people who have offered to help, and I think that is so important because the time is coming and it's already near where more and more people are going to need help. And so we are going to have an opportunity to continue to rise up and be the church during this time, even as we have to be apart. Now, as we do this virtual church gathering, I do want to go ahead and point out a few good things about it. For one, while I am talking, you can fall asleep and I'll never know it. You can text other people. You can text everyone in your contact list and I'll never know it. You can talk with the person who's sitting next to you. You can yell at someone across the house. I won't know any of this. While I'm talking, you can mute me. Or you can press pause on what I'm saying. And then you can hit play whenever you want to, if you want to. So there are a few upsides to this. I just want to remind us, we are going to make it through this. And we're going to make it through this together. So I'm glad you're watching. And I want to start a new series right now that I'm calling In a Time of Crisis. And every week we are going to explore some different aspects of what it means to have faith or hope or love or peace or face our fears during a time of crisis. And this morning we are going to talk about being honest, being real, admitting need in a time of crisis. And I want to start with one of my favorite psalms from Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Now, this is a beautiful psalm of longing. It is a beautiful expression of the psalmist's desire to spend time with God, to be with God. And if we stopped there, we would still be encouraged. We would still be uplifted. And that's often where we stop with this psalm. It's certainly where the song that we sing a lot stops. It is a song that leans into our longing for God. But what makes this psalm so powerful and what makes so many other psalms so powerful is it goes deeper into the full expression of why the psalmist is longing to be with God. So I want to read the rest of the psalm to you. And you'll be. My tears have been my food day and night. While people say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise you, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar, deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forsaken me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. One of the things I love about this psalm and the psalms in general is they don't act as if you have to pretend like everything is okay, like you're not hurting, like you're not scared, like you're not angry, like you're not doubting. There is an honesty and an authenticity that the psalms invite us into, and they guide us through the steps of greater honesty. One of the things that I like that Brené Brown says is it's important for our emotional health to be able to complain and moan with perspective. And we'll talk about the perspective part in just a moment. But there is something important for our emotional health, for our relational health, and for our spiritual health to not always bury our doubts and our frustrations, our questions and our struggles deep inside, but to be honest about them, to share them, to admit them, to say them out loud. And so I want to give you permission to feel what you feel right now, to be honest about the ways that you feel. It is okay to admit that you're hurting right now. It's okay to admit that you're scared right now. It's okay to admit that you've got a lot of uncertainty right now. It's okay to admit that you're angry when you see photos of thousands of young people gathered together on a beach at spring break just this last week because they think they're invincible and they don't know the ways that they may impact other people. It's okay to admit that as much as you adore your kids, all this time of them at home with you at home is a great reminder of how much you love school that meets at school. And kids, it's okay if you admit the same thing. And it's okay to admit that as much as we love our families, and we do love our families, the longer this goes on, the more all of us are going to have to discover some creative ways to create social distancing within our own homes if we're going to maintain our sanity. It is okay to admit all the ways that you're feeling loss right now. The loss of a real spring break. The loss of money that may not be coming in. The loss of some of the things that you love to do right now. March Madness, spring baseball, going to work out on a regular basis, going to walk around a store and just casually shop from time to time. In James, we are reminded that there is power when we confess to one another. And I want to suggest that there is power not just in confessing our sins that brings healing, but also confessing our struggles as well, our disappointments, our doubts, all of it. And so because this is a video, we're going to take advantage of that. I'm going to encourage you in just a moment to pause this video. And this will be a time where you can engage in interacting in this moment. You can share with someone who's with you in the room a disappointment that you're dealing with, a sadness, a sense of loss because of this time. This can also be a great time to stop for a moment and pray individually or pray together as you share with God, as you admit to God the feelings that you're having right now. It's good for us to be honest with God and with one another. Jesus says the truth has the power to set us free. It does us no good to pretend that we're not going through disappointments right now, that we're not experiencing doubts right now. It does us no good to pretend that we're not suffering, that we're not struggling. Admitting what we're going through has liberating power. But it also does us no good to lose perspective. And so in the middle of all of it, we also remember that there are others struggling and suffering, not just ourselves. And in the midst of all of it, we also remember that some people are struggling and suffering far more than we are. And in the midst of all of it, we continue to remember, to remind ourselves where we turn. And that's what the psalmist does over and over in this psalm and in the rest of the psalms. After honestly acknowledging the suffering, the struggles, the psalmist continues to come back to this refrain. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. So at this point, I'm going to give you one more opportunity to pause the video and either interact with people around you or spend some time in prayer or both. And at this point, I want to invite you to think about something praiseworthy, something good, something admirable, something for which you are grateful. And this can be something that you can share with those around you. This can be something that you share in prayer to God, or this can be something that you pray about together as a group. So I want to encourage you to pause the video again. We're going to close this video with a fantastic word of encouragement from one of our young people, Elliot Peters.
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15, verse 13.